In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to The Daily Tip with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea Messenger on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to the show on a Wednesday. The Daily Tip on BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Great to have you along with us. Coming up on the show, it's already December and the Steelers are making moves. Will it make a difference? We've got NFL news coming your way. Chelsea, before that, I mentioned last week that Mr. Pibb is coming back. Bit of nostalgia. And I guess this is a trend now. Because nostalgia is coming back into the fold, whether it's on TikTok, different socials, whatever. Now, RC Cola is coming back as well. Do you remember RC Cola at all? Because this goes way back. This is one of the most, I guess, historical colas, founded in 1905. In the 60s, it was the number three soda in America, and then it just kind of fell off. Apparently, it's still popular in the Midwest. But it's owned by Keurig Dr. Pepper. And so because nostalgia is coming back into the fold, RC Cola is going to be appearing on your supermarket shelves sooner than later. Do you care? Do you even know what RC Cola is? It's old school.
I've definitely heard of it. I thought it was like a store brand. I didn't realize it was owned by like one of the big brands because I feel like I remember seeing it like birthday parties where they had like 2 liters of like the cheapest knockoff sodas that you could find right. Because they didn't want to do cans. So it's like that big bowl of ice that's been melting for 2 hours. And it's like, kids, scoop your own drinks. That sounds like a great idea for 6-year-olds. But it's not one of those drinks that I know any hardcore fans of. Like, I don't think I can name a single person that's like, oh, RC Cola's back. No, it's... Because it's the same thing essentially as Coke or Pepsi, right?
Yeah.
It's just Coke or
Cola. It's just a regular cola, just a basic cola. So apparently, I was reading about this yesterday. I always find it fascinating when brands that were thought to be dead are revived for whatever reason. And so apparently, this was the first ever cola to be sold in aluminum cans as well. So they have a little bit of cool history there. Mm-hmm. I guess John Wayne used to advertise for RC Cola back in the day. But nostalgia is coming back in a big way, so I don't know. Maybe I'll find myself an RC Cola and have one.
What demographic do you think will actually drink this, though? Because I think it would have to be older people, right? And here's the thing as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like Cokes and sodas have kind of fallen out of the zeitgeist almost, where I understand people still very much drink Diet Coke and people drink, you know, sodas, but now we've seen a shift towards like wellness and like health. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? Where not as many people just their go-to drink is sodas. You know, people don't drink that with every meal, which is a good thing because it's not good for you. But I just feel like if you're trying to target the younger demographic, which it doesn't sound like they are, this is not a demographic that's going to be buying RC Cola.
But you know what? I think it might be. I think this is exactly who they're going to go after. Because this younger generation, it's really fascinating. They're big on nostalgia, and they don't drink a lot of alcohol, for example. Like, they don't spend a lot when they go out. Like, my generation is, you go out, you get drinks. And especially here in D.C., as someone who is always getting food and drink, more and more you'll see a ton of non-alcoholic options, which is not a complaint, but that is something that would have been impossible to find maybe a decade ago. And it's because the younger generation is more interested in not really drinking alcohol, having non-alcoholic beverages, or drinking something more traditional or something that is nostalgic that maybe we haven't done in years or that passed us by a long time ago. So I think it's actually going to be geared towards a younger demographic.
Because I don't know if it's nostalgic for people younger than me. Because, like, I barely remember it. So I don't know if it's, like, does it count as nostalgia if they, like, don't remember it? And, like, here's the thing. Here's the separate conversation that I think is, like, kind of on the same wavelength. I honestly think coffee has replaced Coke and sodas as, like, the little treat yourself thing. Because it used to be, have a Coke. Treat yourself to a Coke. Yeah. And now it feels like everybody's little treat is coffee.
Yeah, that's true. And also because coffee has evolved in such a way. Like, there was a time when Starbucks wasn't really a thing, right? Coffee shops. Mm-hmm. If you went to a coffee shop, it was, I'll have a couple donuts and just pour me a cup of coffee, you know?
Right.
And now you can have it a trillion different ways so that it can be an actual treat. So, totally agree with that. Do you agree that Adam Thielen joining the Steelers will help Pittsburgh? So, he wanted his release from the Vikings, and that is understandable because they are awful. He wants to play. He only has 8 catches this season for 69 yards in 11 games, 35 years old. He's had a great career, but certainly at the tail end of his career. And so the Steelers have also waived cornerback Darius Slay, but this just doesn't feel like it moves the needle for me. I will say this, though. If Aaron Rodgers, and it's not even an if, he is clearly frustrated with the guys on the roster, at least some of the guys in his receiving room, who when he checks down, they're not running the right routes. He alluded to, after that loss to the Bills, that maybe guys aren't necessarily showing up on time for film sessions. You could sense that frustration. So to bring in a veteran and a true professional, I think at least in that aspect will help.
Yeah, at least he will know the routes that are being run, and he's going to at least study the playbook, right? And he's also a veteran that kind of knows the layout of the game. And I think there will be a mutual understanding between Aaron Rodgers and Adam Thielen what you need to do to prepare for game day. And the other interesting part of this is Adam Thielen's wife posted like a monologue on Instagram about how this is not about wins and losses. Because people look at the Vikings and they're like, oh, he wants to trade it off a bad team. And she said it was more about him wanting to actually play because he just wasn't getting that much playing time with the Vikings. And he says he just wants to be on the field. He's a competitor. And this is probably his last season. So when you have all that in mind, of course, he's going to come to the field prepared when you think of that. And you're like, hey, this is the last ride for him. Like, he's going to give it all he has because after this, there is no more football.
I totally agree with that. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, you didn't want to play on a losing team. You went to the Steelers, not as bad as the Vikings.
Right, they're 6-6.
Right. Let's not act like the Steelers are suddenly making a serious run. They're going to be lucky to make the playoffs. They're favored not to make the playoffs. Yeah, he went to a 500 team to play with a veteran quarterback who can get him the football. I mean, yeah, he's not Justin Jefferson. I get that. But also his quarterbacks right now are Max Brosmer and J.J. McCarthy. So, yeah, I totally believe that. It's not like he left and said, I'm going to go play for the Rams, or I'm going to go play for the Bears, or any team that is right there near the top, or the Bills, whoever it may be. He went to play for a team that can use him where he can get the football. So, I totally buy that.
How do you feel about significant others putting out statements like this? Because, like, as somebody who is a significant other to somebody who played baseball for a long time, I get it, and I understand how much you are in the fire with them every single day because you're obviously there at night. You're their support system. So, like, I get it, and I feel like if you want to hear, like, somebody who knows the game backwards and forwards, talk to the wives. Like, they know everything, man. But I feel like some people were commenting on this. I'm like, well, why doesn't he say...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Said this himself. Do you think it's out of bounds?
No. I kind of have mixed feelings about it. I honestly don't even think it's a sports thing. It's just a, you know, you're taking up for someone that you love, who you feel like is misunderstood. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had the lovely Catherine do this for me, and I'm not suggesting for any millisecond. I'm on the level of a pro athlete, so don't say that. That's not what I'm saying. But it could be some sort of video that we post on Instagram, and then someone makes a comment, and I see Catherine going, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm going to get here and say something. You know, I'm not some sort of massive public-facing figure. There's no need to take up for me, but she's just like, this is wrong, and I'm going to say something about it. And so I think you see this across all sorts of walks, whether it's sports, whether it's journalism, whatever it is. It doesn't really bother me. I think it bothers me when people insert themselves unnecessarily, like put themselves in the forefront just to promote themselves, like Jordan Hudson. Like, she's not necessarily taking up for Bill Belichick. Right. She wants the spotlight, right? She just, me. Here, it's, I'm taking up for my husband. So that can be a dicey thing, but I understand it.
Yeah, and she's speaking to his character.
Right.
And I think, obviously, when it is a matter of character, and, like, some guys are just not outspoken. Like, I haven't followed Adam Thielen on social media. I don't even know if he has a social media. But he's not somebody who's, like, out there beating his chest about his character. So I understand if you're somebody's significant other, or, hell, even their, like, best friend or mom or something. And if somebody's like, he's only ring chasing, which, going to the 6-6 Steelers, not so much. But she is saying this is not about wins and losses. This is about he just wants to play, which I think is fair, as opposed to, I feel like the comparison would be like, you see some of the things that like Kelly Stafford says on her podcast about like the weird games that they used to play in college, where she's like, I'm going to date the backup quarterback to make him jealous. It's like, all right, maybe keep that one for your friends.
That's what I'm talking about, where I'm like, this is not necessary, right? This isn't you taking up for your husband. It's actually like, no, I wouldn't tell that story to anyone, actually. I'd be like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And I'll just keep that under lock and key. And it's like, I think I'll tell this story on my podcast. Like, okay. So there is a difference there. When you're defending someone's character as opposed to, let me tell you what I did on the low here. maybe not the best way to go about it. Justin Herbert is day-to-day for the L.A. Chargers. Had surgery on his left hand on Monday. And it's crazy that he's day-to-day after surgery. So he said he was struggling to hold on to the football. He has minor surgery. Eagles are in L.A. this week, and the Chargers 3-point dogs. And right now, the Chargers to make the playoffs, minus 160, or minus 140, I should say, is yes. No is plus 115. Early in the year, I think we both really loved the Chargers and how they were playing. And I feel like, at least for me, they've kind of fallen off the radar a little bit. Do you trust the Chargers? How are you feeling about L.A.?
As somebody who trusted the Chargers last year, and then Justin Herbert looked absolutely terrible in the postseason, maybe I shouldn't trust them again this year. But here's the thing. Even if Justin Herbert is back on the field, we've seen this with other quarterbacks. When they play through injuries, sometimes they're not as effective. Like we're seeing this with Daniel Jones right now, where he's still playing and he's still on the field, but you can tell that he is not 100% and he's not as good of a runner because he's dealing with some injuries. We've seen this in the past with like Baker Mayfield, who played through a shoulder injury and really struggled to make some of the throws. So I don't know if that's going to be the case for Justin Herbert. I am not a doctor, but I will say this speaks to his toughness. Doesn't this feel like the ultimate football guy move? Where it's like, yeah, I have surgery on Monday, but we got a game this weekend. I'll be fine for that.
Yeah.
Almost feels like they take on the personality of their head coach, and it's fitting because obviously Jim Harbaugh is their coach, and he is the ultimate football guy as well.
Harbaugh. Yeah.
Harbaugh.
We haven't done that in a while. I think Justin Herbert is one of the more underrated players in the game. You talk about the great quarterbacks, and I feel like he's kind of always just kind of hovering around that discussion. But super tough guy, and reminds me kind of Matthew Stafford in that way, where they're always kind of banged up, and yet they play. Like, Stafford just blows my mind. I'll never forget. But in the preseason, the guy was not working out with the team. He's like, he's got a bad back. He's not really practicing. And I thought, well, this is not a good sign. He's not even working out with the team. He's got a bad back. And yet, right now, he's second in the MVP race, just behind Drake May. So Drake May is minus 120. Matt Stafford is plus 115. And so I marvel at guys like a Justin Herbert, like a Matthew Stafford, where there's always something going on because they're always banged up, they're always taking hits, and yet they find a way to get out there. And I think you're right, particularly when it comes to Justin Herbert, he mirrors Jim Harbaugh in a big way.
Yeah, which is a nice departure from some of the coaches that he's had with the Chargers.
Oh, God.
Because it's interesting the legacy that Justin Herbert has, because we're getting deeper in his career and he really has nothing on the trophy case to show for it. For somebody who was compared to like a more athletic Aaron Rodgers, like it almost feels like he's the guy that's had so much potential, but maybe some of it's been wasted by terrible coaches and charging over the last few years, where I don't know if I have like a correct perception on him. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you watch him play, you're like, oh, this guy should be a top five quarterback in the NFL. But then you look at the numbers and, like, the postseason accolades, and they just don't match up.
I think that's what it comes down to ultimately, right? Like, he's a very good quarterback. When he's on his game, he's as good as anyone. But at some point, if you want to establish yourself as an elite player, you have to have some sort of postseason success. And last year was a perfect example, you know, where he had a great regular season, was just an absolute wagon, and then the wheels fell off in the postseason. So if he has that playoff success, then I think the narrative will change, and he certainly has plenty of time and the head coach to make that happen. Coming up next on the show, it is the Wednesday, so we'll keep our hoodies on and then dive into my streaming corner, find out what we've been watching. That is coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Thanks for waking up with us.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.